This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're locked into The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Daryl and Hanif with you this evening.
Yep, and just now you heard Chris Stapleton with Starting Over.
That's right. First story of the evening is on orchestral and ensembles, how they're doing in this new normal during this MCO. And I mean, Hanif, over the weeks and months, we've talked a lot about live streaming and online performances and how it's like, I guess, the new normal for most bands and event organizers these days.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about, I guess, how they're planning to, I guess, adopt and also to a certain extent survive in this new normal.
Yeah, this is the things that they have to do, right, to stay afloat. And also, new recent thing is drive-in concerts. There's been a bunch of them over recent weeks. It's seen a spike with more European and North American countries jumping onto the bandwagon. Not so much in Asia yet, though. Mm. Though it does look very intriguing and something I'll definitely go for.
Yeah, I think we've had drive-in cinema for now, but no drive-in concerts yet, right?
Not yet. Yeah. Fingers crossed. Like I said, I don't know, drive-in concerts is a thing now, but back home and up north in Penang, a very interesting recent concert by the Actors Studio Chorus and Orchestra at Penang Pack. They put out a production called Sounds Familiar, and this whole production is kind of gives us a glimpse into the new normal in the classical scene. This production was originally planned in April, actually. The pandemic obviously pushed it all the way back to a couple of weeks ago where they added. And looking at pictures, I wasn't there, but looking at pictures and videos from the event, it felt like a whole different setting to the classical setup that we know, you know. The theatre was sold out with half of the hall filled, you know, adhering to the SOPs where you got to have alternating empty seats in the hall. Mm. Also, on the performance side, it was kind of weird. It was way smaller than usual. For this exact production, the chorus was reduced from 60 people to about 32, the orchestra from 24 to 18. So, less band members on stage.
Yeah, I guess they probably have to adjust the music side of things as well, right?
And also, you know, classical music and orchestras, normally they're normally set very close to each other. This one, they were like spaced out. So it was a really weird feeling, you know, looking at those pictures and stuff. But this is what we'll have to adapt to in foreseeable future, yeah. I guess.
I wonder whether it affects the sound.
Yes, and it really did. And to tell us more about it, on the line with us, we have the conductor for this Sounds Familiar production and also the musical director for the Actors Studio Chorus and Orchestra. His name is Martin Rutherford. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
To start things off, maybe you can just tell our listeners a little bit about the production, Sounds Familiar.
This was a show that we gave 2 weeks ago, but it was planned for April. Mm. But we had to stop rehearsals in March because of COVID-19. And as a result, we didn't know whether we would do the concert at all.
Right.
But the government visited Penang Pack at some point in June or July, and I was given the go-ahead to resume rehearsals under government conditions.
Gotcha.
Which, of course, Penang Performing Arts Centre thoroughly agreed with. And those conditions were that the choir should sit sufficiently far apart from each other, and they should wear masks. Mm. So we started doing that on the 3rd of August, and we carried on until the concert, right, which was, as I said, 2 weeks ago.
Mm. And I understand that the production is mostly focused on British music. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, it was a concert which was, in a way, based on the last night of the Proms, with Rule Britannia, Jerusalem, Land of Hope and Glory. And having been taking this choir for 8 years and never having done this kind of thing, I don't think I could be blamed for being too patriotic. So we called it Sounds Familiar because one of the pieces we played was, in fact, a piece for orchestra alone called Sounds Familiar by Robert Farner, and it included many, many tunes well known to everyone around the world from TV and film, including the Dambusters.
Great stuff, great stuff. And you're just talking about how, you know, you guys had this plan for early in the year and then the pandemic hit. Tell me a little bit about your experience. How was it like to get back on stage after such a long time?
One of the problems was, of course, complaining to the choir that I couldn't hear the words. Then, of course, I took my question back immediately because looking at them, I understood why consonants weren't clear, because the mask was in the way.
Mm.
The orchestra likewise had to wear masks, and that was more difficult for the string players because they normally sit in pairs, two players to one music stand. When it time comes for a page turn, the person on the left normally gets up, stops playing, turns the page, and then sits down and resumes.
Mm.
The other one carries on playing. But of course, with this social distancing, they were so far apart that they all had to have their own music stands.
Mm.
And that was more difficult because when it came to page turns, we lost a bit of music.
And Martin, you also mentioned that you normally had need 14 string players to cover the entire piece, but right? This time you only had 9.
Yes, 14 down to 9. Normally
yes.
We have four first violins, 4 second violins, and so on. This time it was 2 first violins, 2 second violins, and it went down.
How did you, I guess, kind of fill that gap in players? Did you have to adapt to anything?
We lost the volume of sound that you normally get from 4 players.
Mm.
It was almost like an old-fashioned opera pit orchestra,
right?
With a very small number of players, but you really needed more. And we normally have an orchestra of 26 or so, but this time it was 18. Mm. We couldn't reduce the wind and brass numbers because, well, it's one player per part. If you reduce it by one, you're losing a part.
Mm.
I've already explained that at rehearsals we had to social distance and they were far further apart from each other. And in an amateur choir, strong singers normally are very useful to the weaker singers.
Right.
And it's particularly so when they are sitting together. When there's over a meter between any two singers, the weaker singers can't get that help from the stronger singers because they're so far away. That's the main difference.
Mm.
See, the choir normally is 60 strong at concerts.
Mm.
This time it was only 30. But even when the concert came, the same problem arises. Each singer was over a meter apart, even a half, maybe almost 2, from the next singer.
Yeah.
And therefore the weaker ones had a problem. They weren't able to rely on the stronger ones so easily.
So I guess rehearsals and practices would definitely have been a lot different this time. But thinking a little bit about, you know, your ensemble, your orchestra, how has the pandemic affected event scheduling for you guys and the calendar for the rest of the year?
Well, we rehearse the choir every week throughout the year. The orchestra that I have for each concert is assembled just a week before a concert.
I see.
And they have an intensive number of days, two rehearsals for orchestra, then 2 choir and orchestra, and then 2 concerts. So the orchestra is involved on 6 days for each of our 3 annual concerts.
Martin, during this whole pandemic, almost the whole music industry has turned to, I guess, live streaming and online performances. These 2 words are words thrown around for the last couple of months. Did you guys try this out at all?
No.
Mm.
I think it would be very, very difficult to. But I know groups who have tried to do this and it hasn't really worked.
Mm.
I think if you're going to have any kind of rehearsal in a virtual sense, I think you need a lot of professional technicians around you to enable you to do it really properly.
Gotcha.
No, because we resumed in August, we haven't thought any further on that side.
Mm. How do you think, performance arts can bounce back from this pandemic?
It's almost impossible to answer that, just as it's impossible for politicians to answer that question. We've got to wait and see. I think the Americans, the people in the UK, I think they're looking for a resumption of orchestras and operas, ballet, maybe 12 months from now. Who knows? It all depends on how we cope with the virus.
Yeah, for sure. I understand that, last question, Marty, I understand that even though this is all happening, you still have plans for the end of the year, especially Christmas is around the corner, right? You guys preparing
for
that?
Well, we plan to go ahead with our annual Christmas concert.
That's right.
On the same basis that we did the other day, because government restrictions have not changed. In fact, I believe the current restrictions are the same until the 31st of December. So there's no reason on earth why we shouldn't go ahead with our Christmas concert. In fact, our first rehearsal took place just a couple of days ago.
That's great.
So we'll probably have two nights with the same numbers, but we shall go ahead, and I'm planning for next year's concert too.
That's great stuff, great stuff. If people want to, you know, people listening to this today and want to go check out the concert in Penang, where can they find more information?
Well, if they want any information, they only have to contact Penang Bank, either on their mobiles or by telephone.
All right. Great stuff. Martin, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
That was conductor and musical director of the Actors Studio Chorus and Orchestra, Martin Rutherford, telling us and giving us a lowdown on what the new normal would look like for orchestras.
Yep, coming up later, we will be joined by Azmil Yuno. He's going to be talking about his new album, John Bangi Blues.
That's right. But first up, a new one from Fleet Foxes. This is taken from their new album, Shaw, released just last week. This is Fleet Foxes and Featherweight right here on The Pulse. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.